The Boeing 787 battery probe keeps going and going and going. Alaska's aviation fatality rate shows dramatic decline. And debris from a missing F-16 is found in the Adriatic Sea. This is Aero News for Thursday, January 13, 2013. I'm Glenn Moyer. There have been developments in the 787 battery investigation along many fronts in the past few days. In its sixth update on its investigation into the battery fire aboard a JAL Dreamliner on January 7th, the NTSB said its examination of the damaged battery has transitioned from macroscopic to microscopic. Examination and testing of the exemplar battery from the JAL airplane has begun at the Carter Rock Division of the Naval Surface Warfare Center Laboratories. Detailed examinations will be looking for signs of in-service damage and manufacturing defects. Meanwhile, all Nippon Airlines and Japan Airlines have both revealed that they have changed out the batteries on their 787 Dreamliners multiple times prior to the ordered grounding of the fleet. A spokeswoman for ANA did not say there were specific problems with the batteries, only that, quote, batteries in general have to be replaced as frequently as need arises, end quote, according to the French news service AFP. Neither airline said whether the batteries were on a specific airplane or if multiple aircraft were involved in the exchanges. Elsewhere, the company that made the battery, which caught fire aboard a parked 787 Dreamliner, has been essentially cleared by the Japanese Transport Ministry. The week-long investigation of the GSU Asa plant turned up, quote, no major quality or technical problems, end quote, according to a report from the French news service AFP. The Canadian newspaper, The Globe and Mail, reports that regulators are now concentrating on Kanto Aircraft Instruments, another Japanese company that manufactures the battery monitoring unit on the airplane. And finally, Reuters reports that Airbus said in March 2012 there were potential problems with lithium-ion batteries during a forum for airline customers. They said the known issues with the batteries included a risk of explosion and fire, smoke, or thermal runaway. Airbus plans to use similar batteries in its A350 XWB. The European plane maker said it would closely study the findings of the Dreamliner battery investigation to determine if they apply to their new airliner. While one fatal accident is too many, Alaska showed a marked improvement in the number of fatalities in aviation accidents in 2012 when compared to 2011. Last year, there were 11 fatalities resulting from aviation accidents in the state, while the previous year there were 23. A number of factors may have been involved in the much lower number, and officials admit luck is one of them. But the FAA Safety Team office in Alaska has been stressing a multifaceted approach to safety in the state over the past year, offering pilots safety tips outside the normal course of aircraft inspections, as well as simply maintaining safety as a priority for pilots and the office. Bruce Starthus, the manager of the FAA Safety Team office in Alaska, told the Alaska Dispatch that there have been more visits to general aviation facilities to discuss safety with pilots, and he said there has been more emphasis on educating passengers on GA flights. The office has been involved in public outreach and media commercials, encouraging those who fly on general aviation airplanes to be sure their pilot of the aircraft is operating safely and that he or she is conscientious about things like gross weight of the airplane and weight and balance distribution. A series of weather cameras that have been placed around the state by the FAA are also credited with having been very helpful in reducing the number of fatal accidents. Italian search teams have recovered debris in the Adriatic Sea believed to belong to an F-16 Fighting Falcon, which went missing during a nighttime training mission on January the 28th. The fighter jet assigned to the 31st Fighter Wing was performing a training mission when the base lost contact with the pilot at approximately 2000 local time. Italian aircraft and ships were quickly dispatched to the missing jet's last known location, about 10 to 15 nautical miles east of Servia, Italy. U.S. military officials are coordinating search and rescue efforts with Italian military and civilian teams. While the effort has not yet found any sign of the pilot, the search continues. The Italian news agency La Presse reported that an alarm signal had been received from the airplane before it disappeared. Three other aircraft were flying the training mission and all made it back to the Aviano Air Base. The weather was reported to be poor at the time of the accident. NASA and government agencies worldwide will host the second International Space Apps Challenge on April 20th to the 21st, with events across all seven continents and in space. Participants are encouraged to develop mobile applications, software, hardware, data visualization, and platform solutions that could contribute to space exploration missions and help improve life here on Earth. The two-day event will provide an opportunity for government to harness the expertise and entrepreneurial spirit of citizen explorers to help address global challenges. During the event, representatives of NASA and other international space agencies will gather with scientists and participants to use publicly released open data to create solutions for 50 software, hardware, and visualization challenges, including robotics, citizen science platforms, and applications of remote sensing data. Challenges selected to be worked on during the event will be published online prior to the event. The 2012 challenge engaged more than 2,000 participants who collaborated on more than 100 open source solutions to 71 featured challenges. When Aero News continues, Boeing ramps up next-gen 737 production. ForeFlight for the iPhone gets a makeover. And preparing for a real Red Dawn scenario?
Diamond Aircraft's new DA-40 Diamond Star XL includes all popular Diamond options, combined with the sensational new Garmin GFC700 Autopilot, a higher performance power plant, and increased gross weight. This makes the Diamond Star XL the perfect choice for affordable personal flying. The Diamond Star XL features equipment and enhancements that increase performance, capability, safety, convenience, and comfort. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3020.
Aero News continues now for Thursday, January 31st. I'm Glenn Moyer. Assembly of the first next-generation 737 to be built at the rate of 38 airplanes per month is underway, according to Boeing. Over the past 2 years, production of the 737 has risen more than 20%, from 31.5 to 38 airplanes a month. In 2014, that rate will go up again to 42 airplanes a month. Tuesday, mechanics completed loading initial parts of the spars, those internal support structures for the wings, into an automated spar assembly machine. The spar is the first step in building the wings and marks the start of major manufacturing for an airplane. Employee teams have been instrumental in reducing 737 production flow by developing and implementing innovative efficiency improvements. The first next-generation 737 built at the new rate is scheduled to be delivered in the second quarter of this year. An update to ForeFlight Mobile version 4.8 is now available for download in the iTunes App Store. This release introduces three big new items: a new fresh design for the iPhone, background downloading support for database and charts, and support for the Military Flight Bag Procedures database format, enabling pilots who defend our freedom to load worldwide Department of Defense terminal procedures directly into ForeFlight Mobile. While the iPad has changed aviation and is one of the most quickly adopted technologies to hit the cockpit, the iPhone remains very popular and accounts for a high percentage of the devices that ForeFlight users use on a daily basis. The phone is always with you and is great for quick weather lookups, drafting a flight plan, searching for airport information, and filing just before blasting off. Well, it appeared as if the military were conducting a raid over a residential neighborhood in southeast Houston on Monday afternoon. There were helicopters in the air, and the sound of gunfire could be heard. And while the helicopters were real, the guns were shooting blanks. The exercise was conducted by the Army and other agencies over an old high school in the neighborhood. Television station KTRK-TV reports that it received numerous phone calls, emails, Facebook posts, and tweets about the exercise. Many were reportedly concerned that there was an actual incident going on at the school. The exercise turned out to be a training mission, but some who lived nearby said that the agencies involved could have done more to warn the neighborhood that it would be conducted. While the Army did not offer any explanation about what they were training for, some assumed it was to handle an incident at a school like the one that happened recently in Newtown, Connecticut. A similar drill was reportedly conducted last Sunday in Miami. I'm Glenn Moyer. Thanks for listening. You are now cleared for departure.